Hi, I'm adult film star Christina Rose, and when I'm not verbally jerking off prisoners, I'm listening to PornDirectorPodcast.com.
Recording from the San Fernando Valley and broadcasting to perverted minds around the world, it's the number one podcast in the adult entertainment industry, the Porn Director Podcast, starring veteran filmmaker and award winner Sal Genoa, and he's the purveyor of the DSA, the king of drops, and the best producer in the biz, Khan. We are brought to you by ChechikArmy.com, AdamandEve.com, OnlyFans.com/Sal_Genoa. If you like what you hear, you're going to love what you can see by subscribing to our video format at PornDirectorPodcast.com for only $5 a month. You can follow the Porn Director Podcast on YouTube, Stitcher, and iTunes. Also, email Sal or Khan at PornDirectorPodcast.com. Let's talk porn.
Oh, shit. Well, everybody, it's just me and one other in the studio. That's right. Not since the infamous Tommy Pistol video has it just been me doing an interview. Sal has been booked up, and we need to get a show out, so I thought I'll do one without Sal. I tried to get superfan Seth in, and he's out of town. Then I tried to get Evil Mike in, but he's too busy doing stuff. So it's just me and Brat Nasty in the studio that almost got flooded 10 minutes ago, but we saved it.
I told you or else you wouldn't have known.
You told what?
I was the one who saved the studio.
You did?
Without me telling you, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come to my brain. But
it's
was close.
Only because my porn DVDs are in here.
Yes, that's true.
It has nothing to do with all the software that I'm worried about.
The software or the hardware?
The DVDs.
Just your damn DVDs,
which
are
that's
like...
that's all I care about.
So for those of you who have our video feed, you will see lovely blue curtains behind our guests. And if you separate those blue curtains, there is nothing but Adriana Chechik DVDs. So you want to separate some curtains and show people? Let's see. Let's see. Just reach in there, grab the first DVD you see.
Okay.
See what it is. Oh, you unplugged yourself? I saw a vajay hanging out in those shorts. I said, hey, this is total voyeuristic. Oh, my God. I just realized. What? I had the wrong name under you, but I fixed it.
Wow.
All right. What's the DVD you found? You found two DVDs. Are you going to have to close those curtains? Otherwise, they're going to drive me nuts. My OCD will go nuts.
Okay. All right.
I can't see the white. That'll drive me crazy. I still see right behind your head, the curtains are...
I didn't move those.
Yes, you did.
What do I have?
I have it on video. You move those.
I have magazines behind here.
All right. So you just
reach... Can we organize the rest of the show?
Yeah, sure. Well, we'll just... As long as your pussy's hanging out, I don't think anyone's going to mind.
This might be the only time I can get Khan to actually organize the garage with me.
All right. So what two DVDs did you find?
Okay. So I found Asshole Therapy from Evil Angel. It was Mike Adriano. And the scene is so awesome. First of all, in the word asshole, the O has a butthole. And I really like to know if it's my butthole.
Let me see it. I'll probably be able to identify it. Unless it's gaping, then it's not as easy.
No, it's not gaping, but it's like freshly like fucked a little bit.
Here, throw it here. I'll tell you if it's yours.
Okay. I don't think it's my butthole, though. Okay.
Throw it here.
Ooh. I threw it up high. I didn't want to miss anything. But I will say that scene is really, really amazing. I bought so many of those DVDs to sell because it's me and Carmen in one scene.
Oh, you and Carmen Karma.
Yeah, and she actually wasn't doing anal, so she was just fucking cleanup crew.
Ooh.
Which is like the hottest. So
I don't think this is your asshole, by the way.
I don't think so either. I think it's the girl in the middle row. Like if you look on the back.
Ella.
No, through the back. Like one, two, three. It's either third or fourth line over. But yeah, that was a great scene because it was me and Carmen Karma.
Nice. When was the last time you banged Carmen Karma?
Fuck, man. I think that scene.
That scene was the last one?
Yeah, that actual scene.
What about for her feature?
It's hot here now.
It's hot? You want me to turn
it? Yeah. No, that was way... This scene came after her feature. So, I know. She was supposed to do another scene where I was supposed to eat her butthole and eat the dick from her.
I hear you
can
have that back. Okay. All right. And what's the other DVD you found?
Okay. So, the other DVD I found is a limited edition DVD, and I should have been pushing these really hard because I've had them for 3 years. But it is the gangbang meme, my famous triple anal, but you can only get me on the box cover through me, and I have 200 left.
Okay, so how are they supposed to buy it through you?
There's
only one way.
You don't need to know.
You go to Exotica.
You have to just try and find out.
You go to Exotica. And buy them from you physically because your store is down right now. When's your store coming back up?
I'm thinking this week.
This week?
Yeah.
Who's going to put it back up?
I
mean, we can re-enable your store immediately because right now it's shut down.
Yeah, well, but it's going to be me, and I'm going to be doing 20% off the whole thing. If you spend over $200, I'm going to give you 40% off.
How are you going to do that?
I have it in the works.
Okay.
Which means you're going to do it when we're done. No. I mean, I do have it in the works if you're not going to do it. So that's
well, I just don't know if I can do what you just said.
What do you mean? It's promo.
Right. I could do like a 20% off, but then I can't say if you spend over $200, you get 40% off. I don't know if I can do that little part.
Why not?
Because
I already made up like package ideas in my head.
Well, we're just going to have to look at your store, the third party we use to do your store, and see if it works.
All right, guys.
We're going to have to look into it. Well, we can't even give out your store because it's not ready yet. Right?
No. But I will have it up next week.
But
that's my goal.
We can give out the store because someone could be listening to this 3 weeks down the road.
Okay. So it's chetchikarmy.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my fleshlights will be on there.
Oh, you're going to sell fleshlights over that?
Yes, I'm going to sell my fleshlights. I'm going to sell my holes. On there, it just they come in a little box.
Don't forget to follow her at Adriana Chechik, Instagram BratNasty69, Snapchat Brat.
I don't know what you were gonna say there, but it wasn't
BratNasty69. OnlyFans.com/AdrianaChechik, www.fleshlight.com/Adriana-Chechik.
It'd be cool if there was a girl whose nickname is Brat Sassy.
Uh-huh.
So you could do like Brat Nasty versus Brat Sassy.
Maybe you can
just
start calling Megan Rain Brat Sassy.
Megan? Yeah, she is bratty enough. That
yeah.
Sassy?
Then you can be the Brat Sisters.
Yeah, but I want to defeat anybody whose name is similar to mine. So
right.
I don't want to do that.
And
to
then
Megan.
Sassy has ass in it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it's not as good as Nasty.
Nasty has assed in it.
Brat Nasty is all you need. You don't need to.
How did you get the nickname Brat Nasty?
Well, your friend, my friend, has a song called Black Nasty.
Evil Mike.
Evil Mike has a song called Black Nasty that I kind of adopted and made it my own because I happened to listen to it right as I started doing a lot of IR scenes. So I was like really into the song. So when I feature dance, anytime there's like a lot of black guys in the audience, that was like still is my go-to song.
Black Nasty.
Yeah, because he's talking about sucking black dick.
I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
And around the same time, I was very bratty. So then I guess someone in my life was like, oh, it's not Black Nasty, it's Brat Nasty. And I was like, fuck yeah, it works.
I think you just started getting called Brat Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just singing at you. All right, I'm going to get on YouTube and see if we can get the Black Nasty song.
I don't know if the Brat Nasty came before or the Black Nasty came before. We'll never know.
What? The Brat Nasty came before Black Nasty.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. I know for a fact.
Well, the alter ego, maybe, but...
Oh, right. So your alter ego just didn't have a name yet.
Well, I think it was confused with Adriana Chechik and not my real person.
Oh, I see.
Until Adriana ate my real person.
I hope this might be the version.
And Brat Nasty was born.
That Brat Nasty. Are they going to make us sit through a...
Wow.
What?
You just stopped it.
I didn't stop it. It stopped itself.
Oh, I know this band.
So this is the same band called Honey Claws that does our outro music and our intro music that a lot of people ask us about. They always ask us, what's the outro music? And it's called Good Side by Honey Claws. And then Adriana...
But it's not on iTunes.
That's Good Side, I don't think... no, it is on iTunes. It is on iTunes.
Mm-mm.
Why? All right,
it's a great song to feature dance to. Psych!
Dude, it says it's loading, but it's not loading.
Oh, maybe I'll just have to play it at the end.
Black Nasty. Black Nasty. All up in that shit. All right, so to all your fans out there, what is the best thing they can do to support you? Like, what if they were to go to a website or buy a product, or what is the best way to support you? Would it be OnlyFans? Would it be Fleshlight? Would it be following you on Twitter?
Fuck, man. So I feel like the best way to support me is honestly going out and joining my OnlyFans, because most, like 90% of that actually goes to me. So that's the best way financially, but if we're talking about just like the best way to show your support for me, if
okay,
you...
Okay, let's say I got $50 to spend.
I mean, I'm still going to tell you OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.com/Adriana Chechik.
Yes, but...
let's say I'm a broke college kid and I'd want to support you.
I guess like social media?
Mm-hmm.
Social media.
Twitter, Instagram...
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram is always
Friendster,
really good.
So MySpace. Yeah.
No MySpace. That's not even a thing anymore. But what I was going to say is I think like the best way to support me is, you know, if you're limited on money or whatnot, is if you have a membership, you're already paying for memberships through other companies, or, you know, you don't want to be whittled down to one girl. When you see me on a website, click that and thumbs up it, you know, just so companies see that I'm still... someone who has a lot of fan base. Just be vocal on any site that you're already on.
So that's interesting. I don't think most of our fans know. So say I'm analhoneys.com. Mm-hmm. I'm just making that up. And I'm booking girls and I'm fucking banging them in the ass and nutting them in the ass and mm-hmm. pulling it out and making them go ass to mouth and all that stuff. Like, let's say I'm doing all that, right?
Yes.
And I go to book another girl. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up my analytics, right?
Yes.
Analytics.
Yes.
I'm going to pull up my analytics and I'm going to say, what girls are getting liked the most? What girls are getting watched the most? What girls are generating the most comments? What girls?
Yes.
Right.
I think
what scenes are really shaking things up, right?
Yeah. So I think it's just a really cool way. And I know personally, like, I book on not just girls who get the thumbs up, but obviously, like, if the fans take those 2 seconds to just be like, wow, this girl's cool, even a one-liner comment, it's still you're taking the time out of your masturbating time to comment and show that you support more than just a click. So it really, I think, helps companies and directors choose the girls. And it still makes, you know, I've been in 5 years, going on 5 years. I don't think I'm irrelevant, and I know I'll never be irrelevant in porn until I'm ready for that. But it helps girls that you support stay relevant, because a lot of the times when there's newer girls in, it's not that we get forgotten about, but the excitement of being buzzed about, I would say, probably goes away.
What? So if there's not like a like button, then just leave a quick comment like, that scene was hot, right?
Yeah. I think that even some places will some companies have like viewed. So I would say even just like watch my scenes, or even if it's like a scene that's really old, you know, but you're on Evil Angel and you can't afford to pay for another membership and you like having all the girls, then go to my older content and click and watch some of that. First of all, you'll get to see me and some old stuff, or maybe revisit an old jerk off scene. So that's always good. But just clicking on older material is really cool too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so on your OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
what does one get to see on your OnlyFans?
Ooh, I mean, pee.
Pee?
Just pee. Only pee. It's all about pissing.
So if you have a pee fetish?
No. I can't say that.
Squirting
water.
No, is it squirt or is it pee?
OnlyFans says it's squirt.
Okay,
but to me, I have squirting scenes on there, but it's
you
a
have
lot
squirting
of
scenes
pee
and then you
stuff.
Got squirting scenes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have
squirting scenes.
I actually recently drank my own pee and I was like, I don't know if it's because I was drunk or if it was because I was drunk.
That's on OnlyFans.
But I think it's also because I was drunk and I drank a lot of pina coladas. I think pina coladas make your pee taste fantastic because it was so fucking good. I was like, wow, I could continue to drink this.
Nice.
Like, I drank more than I needed to.
Nice.
Yeah, I was wondering how it tastes after it was cold.
I don't know,
because sometimes, like, when things are warm, it's sweeter because it's warm.
I drank your pee, four episodes ago?
Yeah.
And then you drank my pee.
Yeah.
Whose do you think was better?
Definitely mine. You don't ever hydrate.
Mine?
You don't ever hydrate.
Mine? What? It says it's not loading. It's not. Oh my God. My brain's going to go crazy.
Why?
Because it says it's fully loaded, but it's buffering, which probably means I don't have much memory on this computer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so reason why we wanted to have you back on, Sal was supposed to be here, but he's working.
I actually did an interview today talking about this, and I mentioned him. Why isn't he here?
He's avoiding you.
Does he not know?
Scared of
the
your ramifications.
Strides I take for him. Damn it! I should have left him a shitty mic to use.
That's right. So one of the reasons we wanted to have you on was your fan Blowbang, which we helped orchestrate. Thank you very much for including us.
Are you sure
us.
It has nothing to do with the reason that I live in your house?
My house?
And I'm a really good last minute podcaster.
This wasn't
no,
last minute.
No, my house.
My house.
My house.
My house.
I put enough investments into it for it to be my house.
It's my house, but you're sub pump.
Okay, so one room's pink and the other room's glitter. It's my house. And the other room's about to be glitter and red velvet. I'm so excited.
What?
Yeah, I got red velvet.
Red velvet?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, inside of the drawers.
Oh, the inside of the drawers.
Velvet.
Well, that's not, okay.
But right. I'm putting silver behind all of the closets. So like my clothes, when I pull them out, it'll be like glittery. I mean, mm-hmm. glitter. Because you always need glitter.
I see.
Yeah. I want to get a glitter portrait of myself.
A glitter portrait of yourself.
Yeah, I just found this girl who makes glitter pictures.
On Instagram?
On Facebook? Yeah, I really want one. If a fan finds the girl I'm talking about and sends me a picture, I'll post the address where you can send it to at the bottom of this link.
Wait,
I'll give you, if you get tested, free blowjob.
What link? This is a link I have to put up, so why don't
at the end of this whole thing, when you put it up on your website, I'll put my P.O. box there.
Your P.O. box.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You don't.
I'll offer blowjobs to anyone who gets me that.
You don't want to say the person's name who does the glitter paintings?
I don't know her name.
But you found her on Facebook.
Should I look it up?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Give them a plug.
All right, guys. But if you can get that, I will give you a free blowjob. If you could get it before AVN, when are you putting this up?
This is going up on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
While you're looking it up, here's the infamous Black Nasty. It's the Black Nasty, all up in your grill. About to drop balls and make you want to feel. Honey claws and five star, about to twist it up. Shorty's in the studio and now they're trying to rub on my shit. Shit, can you turn it up? Put your hands up, girl.
get on my stuff. Put your hands up, put your hands up. Honey, closet, fire, star, I'm about to twist it up.
Brat nasty, brat nasty.
This is when I be guiding on a 14-inch dildo. So good. Ah, the internet's like bad in here today. It's gotta load.
It's because you're in the garage. You have to get on the extended network. Is Princess's Room up on there? Does that want to work better?
Yeah. Princess's Room.
This is how Adriana Chechik got her nickname Brat Nasty from this song.
That's the Wi-Fi
password. Toss.
Toss. T-O-S-S.
N.
N. N. S-A-L-A-D. Toss and salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now everyone's going to get free internet when they come
Yeah, guys, if you... If you happen to swing this way and you see a Wi-Fi address that says Princess's Room, make sure you enter in Toss and Salad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, oh, this artist makes glitter. It doesn't even say who she is.
Oh, this is fucking great.
I know. Oh, okay. No, that says Seymour from... Okay, okay. So the girl who makes glitter portraits... Oh, fuck. What if I could have a glitter portrait of just my asshole?
That'd be a glitter hole.
That would be really awesome. Not only would it be awesome to have a glitter portrait of my face, but one of my asshole would be even better. So
I want a glitter hole, a glitter hole.
Don't think. So if anyone can give me that, hole. I'll give you a free blowjob. Present it to me at AVN, and I'll suck your dick that night.
That night.
Yeah.
You're
I can't
gonna be
suck it on the floor.
You're going to be
no,
tired at ABM.
No, because I don't have really late nights. Okay, so her name is Trill. It's T-R-I-L-L-I.
Trilly.
Trilly. And she has a website called trillylife.com.
T-R-I-L-L-I-L-I-F-E.com. I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's ask her if she'll do buttholes.
Yeah, should we? Be like, hey, how do you go about that? Like, I always feel like when guys message me, and they're like, hey, want to fuck you? Will you spit your poo into my ass from your poo? I'm like, what do they do when they're like writing that out in an email? Like, how do you go about putting down something like that? Because I feel awkward enough putting an email like, hey, do you mind taking this image of my butthole and making it into
okay,
a glitter painting?
Yeah, all right, well, it's right here. I'm on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can click on commissions and then you scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, let's glitter your life. Request a quote now. Currently booking February to March 2018.
Woo! Let's all get right. My butthole made.
So my name is Khan, right?
Mm-hmm.
C-O-N.
Oh, my God. What picture of my asshole do I want? Do I want a gaped asshole?
Email C-O-N at porndirectorpodcast.com.
Good, so I can still email from mine if she turns you down.
Tell me about your project idea. Hi. Oh. Hi, Trilly. I have a very odd request. However,
I'm serious.
I am very serious. I have a favorite adult actress, and I was wondering if you would be willing to do a glitter
butthole
painting
oh.
of her. Or specific parts of her?
Question yes. Mark. Oh, yeah, because we need to break the ice.
Exactly. You don't want to go in for the fucking sphincter.
You
don't want to go straight for it's like when you're coming at someone like this, you have to pretend it's the first time you're having sex. You're not just going to try and stick it right in her ass immediately, right?
Oh,
you
got to
warm her up with some making out and some vagina.
You would throw a Hitachi on her and say, you can handle it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I did to you.
No, we never used the Hitachi. We never I told text. You to put it in my ass.
Hi, Truly. I have a very odd request. However, I am very serious. I have a favorite adult actress. I was wondering if you'd be willing to do a glitter painting of her or specific parts of her. I know this is odd, but I am serious.
And you already said that.
Okay, okay.
It's too much. It's too much of the same.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
All you have to do is short and sweet. Do you know what size painting we like? Isn't it 18 inches? 18 inch by 18 inch? That's average,
well,
right?
Well, 11 by 8 is a regular printout sheet,
no, I want
right?
like a bigger one.
You want a bigger one, right?
I want bigger than a foot. So like 18 inches or 21, 20 inches, 20 yeah. inches. Maybe 24 by 20.
I have a favorite adult actress and I was wondering if you would be willing to do a glitter painting of her or specific parts of her.
Ooh, one of my bush would be cool too. Ooh, I like it.
Please let me.
What if I just had a bunch of photos on the wall that looked like my body?
Is
glitter.
There are some conventions coming up where
I would like to surprise her with
would
it.
Would like. To surprise her with it. She is a huge fan of yours.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, got to butter them up a little bit, right? Butter her up some.
Good thing I'm already following her on all social media platforms then.
Where, what area are you located? City, country, Los Angeles.
I think she's from Canada.
California.
Canada, yeah.
All right. She's a huge fan of yours. Please let me know if this is something you would do. All the best.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
Something kind of gross.
What?
Should I say it?
I don't know.
It's not sexual.
I don't know.
So, like, you guys don't know this, but there's, like, ringworm going around in the porn industry.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm, like, sitting on this couch, and I know no other porn stars have sat in my house, but now I'm sitting on this couch because I was thinking, like, so when there's something that goes around in porn, if you're a porn house that we shoot in frequent, do you guys get notified if something happens? Like, if there's an outbreak of something? Because I don't think that's a thing. But I think it should be a thing because all these porn stars are still getting ringworm and it's been a month. I'm thinking it's going around because these people don't know that these people with ringworm are fucky on their couches. So I'm sitting on this couch and my vagina's touching the fabric and I'm like, oh, fuck. Is anyone with ringworms out here?
So ringworm needs a moist, warm location.
It flooded in here and it happens to be warm.
It didn't flood in here. We saved it from the flood.
Oh, it almost flooded in here. It's kind of moist and warm.
Okay. So ringworm has to be in contact recently, and it's been at least 2 weeks. Touched or rubbed against.
Okay. So I'm okay for now. But we should just shampoo the whole shit.
Yes. I just did a... Okay. All right. Okay. So anyway... Now that we got your glitter butthole out of the way, who are you texting?
I'm making money.
Excusez-moi. Don't mind us. We'll just patiently wait for you.
I'm literally doing a Chad star,
mm-hmm.
and I don't feel like making my fans wait either.
Let's read it. Let me hear their Chad star conversation. Let me hear this.
I won't let you hear it because I want people to know when they're texting and they can text me in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't let you read it.
Well, the whole thing about ChatStar is it's anonymous.
Yeah, but I just don't want anyone to know that I put any of the stuff they put out there. Because if you want to text me, like, I also think, so there's something like really surreal about being able to text not only a porn star you really like, but being able to text somebody that you really like about your darkest fantasies. So someone who already gets you, but you're still already nervous. So you get to text them about your deepest fantasy is because you're not face to face. So I don't want to put a face via air radio of this person, you know?
I know.
I think it's meant to be private.
I don't want anyone to get recognized, so let's not do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how does someone text you on ChatStar?
Well, you can go to chatstar.com and type in my name.
Uh-huh.
And then it's kind of like a messaging system, but you can do it right from your cell phone. It's pretty awesome. And I receive it like a real text. It comes right to my cell phone, not to you, not to a web browser or anything. So it's really, really nice.
Amazing. Amaze balls. All right. So Sal's not here. So let's talk about this fan blowbang that he helped orchestrate and film.
Yeah.
So those of you who don't know, Adriana Chechik was on our podcast episode. How many episodes ago?
Three episodes ago.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to count them. So this is going to be 214, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 209. You are episode 209, which was November 30th, 2017. You were on, and you announced that you were doing a fan blowbang.
Yes.
And people had to send in an email to, apply for the position of stunt cock, or what do we want to say?
Well, I wasn't really taking applications because I wanted my fans to know that everyone was already accepted. I was more just looking for criteria. So all I wanted you to do was to be able to answer my one question so I knew you weren't
a douchebag.
It was where you'd take me on our first date. And I actually didn't respond to any of the douchers. Make me smile and you were like, I'm just going to fuck you in the ass.
What was a typical douchebag response?
If it was, I just want to take you on a date and fuck you in the ass. I was like, no, not responding to you because I am a woman. I still like dates. I didn't ask where you'd fuck me. I asked where you'd take me on a date. And fucking a girl is not a good first date.
It's not.
No, it's really not. Like, sex is great. I love random sex. But there's a difference between a date and random sex. If I want random sex, I'll go out to a bar, fuck that guy, and leave. If I want a date, I'm going to actually try and create some type of emotion involved with somebody. So sex is normally not a good first one.
Right. So how many responses did you get?
I'd say I got 40 serious responses. And I responded to about 20 of those. And 10 guys was... I had 8 on camera, but it was 10 guys who did all the criteria correctly.
Well, you had more than 10, but some of them can make it, right?
So I had 10 guys that actually went through the testing part. So I had people who weren't available once I told them the date and stuff, so they couldn't come on that date. But then I had 10 guys who actually showed up, one of who said he showed up but didn't find the location. So I'm sorry for your luck.
Right.
You're just a wuss.
They showed up.
That's a lie, though. That's a lie. Oh, yeah, I showed up, but I couldn't happen to find the location when it's the only location around.
Everyone else seemed to find it just fine.
Yeah, 9 other guys found it. And I had one really awesome fan whose test, it wasn't even his fault. He got tested the right place, but the company that drew his blood didn't do a full panel. They did a half panel, so he wasn't able to do it that day. But I did get to meet him and give him my pussy to fuck. So I got my flashlight.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So he still got to fuck me.
I think it was your butthole.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm too interested.
So your fleshlight. We should call him up and see if we can get a review of how it's worked out.
I feel like nervous about that. I'm like, I don't know if I want to know, you know?
How does my butthole feel?
Because what if somebody's like, oh, not as good as I thought it would be?
So
I guess I could be like, oh, because it's not the real thing.
So I'm looking at the emails right now, and you had over 100 people email you about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. I narrowed it down to 25 that you emailed back around.
One being a virgin who was fucking awesome. Fucking.
What was Edwin?
Clap for that guy.
You want a clap for the virgin?
Yeah.
How about a light?
A fucking slow clap. Slow clap. You need a slow clap. Yeah. Fucking slow clap for the virgin.
Okay, so we'll get to that. So you had 25 that you emailed back. And then you had about 10 show up, right?
Yes,
one,
I did.
One, unfortunately, didn't get the right panel. What was his name?
I don't know.
No, we know his name.
No, don't say his name because, I mean, it might be different than somebody putting their face out there.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So he didn't do it. But you had some people who said they were going to do it and couldn't find the place. You had one person who asked if they could bring their girlfriend.
But he's the same guy who couldn't find the place.
Oh, that's the same person.
Yes.
He just overall fucked up.
Yeah, I think he was like, I think he was just BSing, trying to get a rise out of me. And not to sound rude, but it's my...
But he was the same guy who, when you didn't answer him back immediately, he was like, you're playing fucking games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right, I think he was just trying to get a rise out of me. Like, I think the most annoying thing in my career is when people tell me it's not me. Because I'm like, no, it is me. Like, take a chance on life because I'm not asking for money. I think anytime I've ever contacted a fan, even Cam, it's never been for money. So I get so pissed off when guys don't believe it's me because I'm like, if I don't bring up a dollar sign, then you should know it's probably 100% me.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I am. If someone named Adriana Chechik asks for money or brings the dollar sign, then that's not me. But right. I'm just a slut.
Right. Okay. So you had 10 dudes there plus the infamous Steve Holmes, who is kind of I don't want to call him a master of ceremonies because that's you.
I would say
you.
He was an orchestrator.
He was an orchestrator.
Yeah, because we needed the reason why I brought Steve Holmes around is because, first of all, he is...
I would say a choreographer.
You just cut me off.
I'm sorry.
No, because it's still my idea on the positionings and everything.
Okay.
So I would say it was really good to have Steve Holmes there because not only does everyone in porn know him, so if you're a fan of the old porn but you like me, you would know who Steve Holmes. So it was not only awesome to be able to meet me, but you got a twofer and got to meet
Steve Holmes.
But also he's so nice and he's done directing and he's done a lot of other scenes different in a way. To where I knew that he would make guys immediately comfortable when he is telling them. Because to masturbate and then have somebody tell you to do things is intimidating. And I thought if I'm yelling too much, because even performers that are men that are seasoned get a little thrown off when I'm yelling like, fuck me, or I start getting crazy and demanding. It's kind of intimidating. So I needed a man to do it for me. And make sure the guys weren't like asses in front of the camera. Cause if I have a dick in my mouth, I can't be like, yeah, there's a camera behind you. You need to open up.
Right. And yeah. None of them even really knew what open up meant anyway.
No, but you know what? I think they did really well.
Yeah.
I was actually like, I love my fans. And I was like, oh, today's going to be a great day. I'm going to get some fucking stranger loads. I'm not going to have to eat lunch after this. And it's probably going to be like a shorter day. And then like an hour of blowing these guys, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is still really great, but this is fucking weird. Like one guy started pulling my hair and then they started face fucking me. And I was like, wait a minute.
What's
you
happening?
You guys knew.
After like 30 minutes, they're all experts.
Yeah, I was like, so everyone like really came to fuck my face off. It was
on
great.
A scale of 1 to 10, how would you... as a group, rate their performance?
A nine.
Yeah.
So
what would have taken it to the 10?
If it was a little rougher. For me, rougher. I like my blow bangs to be rougher. And even though I didn't tell anybody to fuck me, if someone just would have done it, that would have been like
well,
a 10.
In your BTS, that's on your OnlyFans, so behind the scenes.
But no one even tried to rub it. Like no one.
No, people are rubbing it.
No, with their dick.
Oh,
that's well, like the way you get into a vagina. You
but
just
you were,
fucking rub the
you
lips.
We have it on your behind the scenes when you're talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and you say, I might want to get fucked. No one fucks me until I tell them to fuck me.
Yeah, but I'm so, like, fuck, man, there's this dirty porn star here. She didn't say fuck me, but her holes are open to me. So I'm probably just going to stick it in until she says
that,
no.
See, that's where... You have to understand they're trying to respect you and your wishes. How are they supposed to know that you don't really mean that?
don't respect me. Fuck me.
I don't think that's what you want out there.
I've seen some other scandalous stuff that I want out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Love me.
So
fuck me.
For those of you who want to see this OnlyFans, I would highly suggest you get a fan blowbang. It's on OnlyFans. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who want to see the fan blowbang, you can see it on her OnlyFans. But I would suggest watching the BTS first, because it takes you, the BTS behind the scenes, for those of you who aren't in the know, it takes you from the beginning inception of the idea to you reading emails, to you calling the fans,
mm-hmm.
to you verifying that the fans are tested and coming the next day, to the fans showing up before you're even there. And like, I'm trying to assure them this isn't some sort of trick and some dude's trying to, you know.
Especially because I brought them to a warehouse, because I was like, I don't know if other models will be mad if I were to bring them to a shoot location, which the most normal of guys showed up. Like, someone was like, this is my office job on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, the most nicest looking guys showed up. So I take him to a warehouse, which is the porn warehouse. Like, I love the people okay. that own it and work it. But so for me, the epitome of porn warehouse is that location. Like,
just to give an example, so people understand.
Dildos everywhere. Millions of dirty couches.
Right. We shot in the same studio that facial abuse shoots in sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how dirty of a warehouse it was.
Well, it's clean, but it's like, you know, smut dirty. Smut
yeah,
dirty.
Yeah, I was like, dirty, dirty, rotten scoundrels. No, just
I mean, you can find a really used dildo in there.
I'm sure.
I did use one of those really used dildos in there.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
I know. I washed it a little bit.
And so Nikki Hartz was there, too. So they got to meet her as well, yeah. Although she was all business.
She's like my contracted director.
Yeah.
At the moment.
And she did the editing for you, right?
She did the very, very funny editing. I feel like I love Nikki so much, but I feel like maybe every time I'm like, hey, I'm going to shoot this scene, because she's like who she is. She's like, yeah, totally. What's your idea? And I'm just like, unicorns and glitter, blah. And she's just like, oh, all right, sure. Like, I'm just like, what's the most girliest thing I can throw at? Like, drown her in the color pink.
Yeah. Well, for those you don't know, Nikki Hartz is a lesbian, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, I don't want to make people think she's like this big, crazy, like, lesbian, because she's not, but she's definitely not unicorns and glitter.
She's just like hard. Like, for me, I'm like, oh, you're the cool, like, I don't want to say goth, but she's got the very style. But I'm like, oh, you're like the cool goth girl in high school that my parents were like, oh, don't go near the girl with piercings. You don't want to get involved with that.
No.
You know?
But she's attractive. She's a very attractive
hot
girl.
Every girl wants to bang her. Mm-hmm. And not only that, she got married to a super hot girl. So now I'm just like, dude, you guys, I ask them all the time. I'm like, I think I annoy them, because I'm like, you guys are just like super cool. Like, does everyone just tell you, like, can I bang you guys? Because I know I want to bang them, but I know if I was like a normal person, or I was just a porn girl, like, I'd be over there or be texting them all the time. Like, yo, you guys want to fuck? Like, just straight up.
Right.
Yeah. Because her wife is Lee Raven, by the way. Just so you guys know. And she just started doing anal.
Oh.
I know.
She did it with you and Marcus.
No, she did not do anal with me and Marcus. She drowned me, which was amazing.
She didn't take it in the ass in that.
No, she didn't do anal yet. She actually, I feel like Tushy, Greg Lansky's site Tushy, seems to like push the boundaries. And he does a lot of very natural, pretty girls, and when I say pretty, I mean girl next door look. All of a sudden, we're all on Twitter, and everyone just started freaking out because Lee Raven was there
on Tushy
cover girl.
Oh, that's awesome!
Tushy, yeah, and she's like one of the most tatted up girls in the porn industry.
Tattooed, piercing, split tongue.
Yeah. So,
what's a split tongue like?
It's really nice, but you know what? Like, so it's really, really nice. I love it, but I can't tell the difference at the moment because there's so much going on. I don't think I've ever like actually taken the time to feel it, but I do want her to like
squeeze
suffocate my
tongue.
Clit with
so
her tongue.
It sounds to me like we need to have the two of you on the podcast, and you could
ask
her
just
this.
Like,
yeah.
Put
so she could like scissor you with her
clit,
tongue.
My,
so
I want her to choke my clit out.
Most people don't know a split tongue is when basically to do this type of body modification, the person gets their tongue between basically a tongs and the tongue is pulled out of their mouth. And then they move a tong on each side of the tongue and they cut the tongue down the middle.
Yeah.
So now she has like two little tongues in her mouth.
But it's dope.
And like she can move one up and one down. It's almost like a snake tongue, you know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty freaky because, you know, I'm kind of a plain Jane kind of dude. And like she'll stick her tongue out at me and wag it up and down. And it's just like, you're just kind of like, what the?
Yeah, it is really weird, but that's why I like it.
But what about when you like kiss her and stuff? Can you feel it?
Yeah, it's great.
Interesting.
It's so great.
Could she like stick her tongue out and pinch her nose?
I don't know. We should ask
her
that.
We should start writing these down, shouldn't we?
All the questions we have for you.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder that. I wonder like how hard, like I wonder how long it takes to learn how to use each half of your tongue.
Right. Like how long does it take to bring one up and one down?
But she's married to a woman, so she's probably already had that shit down for years.
That's true.
Years. It's probably riding a bike.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we were... Nikki Hartz, her wife, helped you film the fan blowbag.
Yes.
And she edited it for you and everything. I did the behind the scenes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Got tested and didn't even jump in. Yep.
Yeah. They had it under control.
It's because I didn't respond to your email.
That's true. I did submit. So here's a story that she doesn't even know. I did submit with my cock.
Did you really?
And I got passed by.
No, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're lying.
I submitted as Hochtortival, and you want to know why I submitted as Hochtortival?
No, you didn't.
Listen to me. If you go back and search the emails, there's someone named Hochtortival.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know what Hochtortival spells backwards, it's lava crotch. So you can go back and look at lava crotch, and it's my penis and my only... an old picture of my face that you can't see all of it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't make the cut, so I didn't
No way,
in.
Pull it up right now. I you do not believe you.
You want me to pull it up? Pull it
I don't believe you. You didn't even make the cut?
No, you skipped right by it. I have it on tape, actually.
Oh, no way. Do you really? What did you feel? Sad?
I said, I can't wait to call her out on this.
What? Why did I skip by it? What did I say?
Our first date wasn't very good.
Is that what I said? I said his first date wasn't very good.
Yeah, because I said I wanted to fuck you in the ass.
That's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's why I said no. I didn't even look at your photos. Why would you do that? Why would you think I would even read it?
Just to see.
Come on. You let me see. I don't believe you that you put it up there.
No, I can't find it right now.
See, you didn't. You lied. You lied. I knew you didn't put it up there.
Whatever.
You're too much of a caring person to like just put I want to fuck your ass.
Well, my first day would be like, we'll take a long walk on the beach.
It'd probably be like
I'll read your palm and we'll
it'd probably be like, oh, we're gonna listen to a really amazing audiobook and then talk about our ideals about it and then watch a documentary and look into each other's eyes. We eat Persian food.
Ooh, Persian food sounds
And then
good.
Tell each other, you know, how we feel about the Persian food. And then maybe I'll rim your butthole and drive you home. That's all I want.
Fuck that. You're Ubering home.
Nah, you wouldn't do that.
At least not the first few dates.
Nah, you would never do that. I didn't have a car for 6 months. Well, I know.
Oh, fuck. I remember that. That was such a headache.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. So on a scale to... 1 to 10, the fan blowbang was a 9.
I mean, actually, like, I have to give it more than that. I feel bad even hearing you say 9. Like, it was everything I wanted, so.
It was good. And
like, I watched it so happy. I was so happy.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and it was great. I mean, like, to be honest, that was better than my first blowbang on Male Talent wise. Like.
Oh, really? With real Male Talent?
Yeah, because it's just. I feel like blowbangs, unless you have a name and you're established and they're giving you great male talent, your blowbangs can fucking suck balls because it's a mix of guys who don't really work together, who don't work often, guys who are so horned up because all they do is blowbangs that they're fucking gonna bust a nut and they're fighting over you or it's just not, it's really hard. Blowbangs, I think blow bangs are the hardest thing I think to book, because you want to book guys that are good, but they're all booked up. And you also want to book guys who like blow bangs, which are not the guys who are booked up. And you want to book guys that are good together, and there's never enough of them.
That's true.
You get like two pairings at a time that are like, oh, I really like this guy.
Yeah. They have a little bromance.
Damn, would
on.
More fucking friends get in the porn industry, please? Would a father-son duo get in the porn industry? Because you can have sex next to each other. You guys don't. Come on. I can tie up one of your balls with my panties, and then you're never touching. That's all I want in life. And Asians.
Right. So how many Asians did you have?
Apparently, I had two Asians.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I had three.
You had three, but the virgin looked Asian when he was actually Mexican. He was what I call Asian.
No, but I'm pretend. Well, I like Mexicans too. Yeah. Fuck, man, I should have just sat on him. Like, you're not a virgin no more.
You could have taken his virginity.
Yeah, but
he was so
I'm
shy.
Afraid of that.
He was shy. He did good though.
No, he did fucking outstanding, dude. Even walking through the door is like fucking slow clap right there.
Right. So I mean. The cool thing, though, is we had a mix of guys, because I think some of the things that I saw on Twitter and some of the reactions to the fan blowbangs was there's a lot of guys that were like, you would never choose me.
Yeah.
And I think that's bullshit, because you had overweight people, you had small dick people, you had big dick people, you had regular skinny nerdy guys, you had athletic, like kind of, you know,
buff
athlete
guys.
Buff guys. You had Steve Holmes.
I had all fucking colors.
Yeah, all colors.
I actually didn't have any black men up.
But no black dudes applied.
No, none of the black males applied, but it's because they want to take this fucking pussy all to themselves.
So should we...
They're
should
like,
the next,
she cannot handle my dick with everyone else's.
Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe the next...
An interracial gang blow bang.
Exactly.
Oh, I would
fan
do...
IR bang.
Ooh, I like that.
Should we try and do that for the next one?
Yeah, my problem is like now. I also want to do like Adriana fan blow bangs the world. So it's like West Coast, East Coast, Europe, Asia, Malaysia.
It might be hard to get tested in some of those areas.
Yeah, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll fucking bring the doctor myself.
So it'd be like a blow bang tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can have like the best performers of those areas come back for the super blow.
That is so great.
It'd be like,
oh my God, this is what I'm spending
my... The National Blowjob League.
This is what I'm spending my year. 2018
NBJL.
Is going to be the fan blow bang year.
I'm going to make blowjob one word. So it'd be the NBL.
The NBL. Yeah.
And so like your best performers you have come back for the Super Blow.
And I'll pay their expenses.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually
so would
really
you already say
I would have them come back for a Super Gang Bang.
So would you already say we've started the league off and we've done the West Coast?
Yes.
Okay, so who would be your MVP for this blow bang?
Oh, that's so hard to
No, but I got an idea, cuz I can I'm not I can say who I thought was an MVP.
Do you know them by their names?
I the one that looks like Fedor Emelianenko, the Russian guy.
Fedor, who's that? Who looks like
he was the Russian bear. You know him from
of course.
Do you wanna
So I would say, yeah, I mean it's
because he was like in on it. He was like happy to be there and he did a really good job. I mean, and when other people like took a break, he was still going.
I know he's
so he would be one of your MVP, but you would need like two or three per each, you know, area. So
I
you have to do a north,
guy,
south, east,
I'm
west.
Like, oh, but he's so pretty.
Who?
I don't know names. I only remember.
Was he
dicks.
Wearing the Hanes underwear?
He was wearing the Hanes underwear. Actually, he had blue eyes, salt and pepper, but his hair was like semi-long.
Mike.
Oh, God, he was so pretty.
He posted a picture afterwards
on
Twitter.
He was
Mike.
I was like, you're so pretty. Like that's a guy. That's a guy I'd look at a grocery store and be like, I'm going to turn around and get his number and not even put these groceries in my trunk. Because that's the type of guy I look for in like my normal, like if I'm going to date a guy.
That's your type.
That's my type right there. Like, I was like, wow, you're pretty. I was like,
long haired nerdy
your
guys
while you stare
with
at me.
Light eyes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I like.
He had a little facial hair too.
I know, he's so cute. And his smile was just so nice. Like his smile, I was like, oh, I really like your smile.
I think I got
smile.
His email right.
There
here.
Was a really hot redhead too. Really like the.
We
redhead.
Had a ginger.
We had a ginger. He was just a short redhead. I remember thinking that if I suck him hard enough, will I get to his soul?
Oh, and you remember Mike sent you the picture next to Boba Fett?
Yeah, that's why I picked him.
Yeah. I'm looking at his email. All right, let's read it. Let's read your new boyfriend's email.
Just read his date. His date.
What do you mean his date?
Where he's going to take me on a date.
I'll read it.
Don't let me down, Mike. I really like you.
Hold on. Okay. Hey, my name is Mike. I'm 42.
Don't say any personal information.
I mean, the age is fine.
Okay.
I'm a huge Adriana fan and would love to take part in Adriana's Blowbang. I'm 5'10", average body size, and totally down to do this in the LA area and ready to test.
He lives around here?
Yeah. If we had a first date together, I'd love to take Adriana to Disneyland.
Yeah! I love him already!
Disneyland. Because I know she has fun there. I do too. Fun, food, and drinks. And where things would go from there, nobody knows.
Should I hit up Mike and be like, hey, where's the nobody knows about? Let's find out.
You have his phone number.
I do. Oh, sorry, Con. Maybe a Con and Mike DP is in the works.
Oh, we could do that.
So I could get two older Salt and Pepper Man. With blue eyes.
That's a good idea. We
I'll
could do a
my
fan.
Blue eyed DP.
We'll do a fan DP.
Oh my God. That's perfect. And then I want to take
Can we call him right now? Should we call him right now?
Oh
what
God,
time
no,
is
no,
it?
No, no, I'm nervous.
Yeah, but that'll make it great.
We can call him later and record it. Not now.
Really?
Yeah, I get nervous.
Are you sure?
Okay.
You could say, Mike, I have an idea for it. All right. Let's pretend. I'm going to pretend. I'm Mike and okay. you're calling me up. Okay, call.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hi.
Ring,
ring. You've reached Mike. I'm not available right now, but if you leave your name, number, and purpose of call, I'll be sure to get back to you.
Ah, fuck. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Ring, ring. Ah. Hey, Mike.
Who's this?
Hey, Mike. It's Adriana Chechik.
Right. How'd you get this number?
I've had your number from the last time I sucked your dick.
If this is Adriana Chechik, then what was our date?
Well, Mike, I remember like it was yesterday. You were going to take me to Disneyland. And you got me on that line. So I've just been thinking about you, Disneyland, and your dick. And I just really want to know if we can go to the happiest place on earth. And then if you'll make me the happiest girl on earth by DPing me afterwards.
By what?
DPing me afterwards. You know, putting your dick and someone else's dick inside my holes.
Do I have to be in the same hole as the other dick?
Sometimes, yes. please, Mike. Please say you'll fuck my hole.
What's in it for me?
My holes.
Okay, I'll do it. Wait. Who's this other guy?
What other guy?
Oh, you're just gonna DP with a dildo.
You'll find out when you get there. Don't worry, you guys kind of look alike.
Who's my dick gonna rub against?
You kind of look alike. That's all. Your balls are equally as saggy.
I just realized he could hear this tomorrow, so he might be like, "What the fuck are they gonna call me?" Or
wow, these four people. Like,
what if you don't call him? That'd be like torture.
No, we'll call him. I'll call him.
We got to record it though.
Okay, well, but not now. I'm nervous.
We'll record it, and then
I had like four shots of espresso before this. Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Ari's here.
Oh. Ari's here?
Yeah, I owe him money.
Okay.
Should I tell him to come in here?
Yeah, do you think he'll be on the podcast?
Hold on.
Because we can... He'd be a great, like, 15-minute interview.
Here, let me just call it.
One. Don't forget to follow her at Adriana Chechik. That's on Twitter. Instagram, BratNasty69. Snapchat, BratNasty69. OnlyFans.com/AdrianaChechik. www.fleshlight.com/Adriana-Chechik. Mm-hmm. Go buy her fleshlight. Here's why you should buy her fleshlight. You should buy her fleshlight because fleshlight plays the fleshlight girls very well. By supporting fleshlight, you're supporting your fans and you're getting a very, very good sex toy. I can speak from firsthand experience. My only suggestion is when you fuck a fleshlight is to run hot water through it first before you fuck it.
So here's why you should really buy a fleshlight. Mm-hmm. Buy my fleshlight because it's one of the only toys you can buy for yourself. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Most men gotta buy toys for their girls.
That's true.
So it's really a toy that's for you.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And it comes with lube if you get a package deal.
Comes with lube. I'm never going to nag. No. Anything.
He can come in. He doesn't have to be on camera. He can just sit over there.
Nah. He's gonna come in afterwards.
Oh.
I don't think he knows what it entails. Ari, just so you guys know, is...
The man.
Not only the man, but somehow he has gotten tons of porn girls to consistently hire him and consistently pay him. So not only are you the man, but you get consistent pay from porn stars,
okay, so
which is insane. And he's never, not that I know of, banged any of us. That's how he's so good at it.
Well, if he has, he's very good at keeping his mouth shut. But I honestly don't think he's banged any of us. So.
No, because this is weird. So endless cash flow.
Who found Ari? Gina Valentino, right? As an Uber
driver. No. Tiffany Watson found... No, Gina Valentino. Yeah, that's right.
Got him as an Uber driver.
Yeah, and just started making him drive her around.
He started out as a driver. For those of you who don't know, and I'm not saying this describes Gina Valentino, but in the porn industry, there are girls who need to be driven to set because without a driver, they will not show up on time. They will not arrive at all.
Well, that's also a little BS, though, because I think that a lot of girls are traveling. Like, at the time, Gina was in Miami. So, yeah. I think a lot of the times, girls need Uber because you still have to call your Uber. So, right. A girl can still
but
be late.
There are such people in the industry as drivers.
Yeah. But
and they are needed for those reasons.
Yes.
But Ari actually was an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. And Gina met him. And he was such a nice guy, and they exchanged numbers or whatever, and she started driving him around and then introducing her to her friends.
And then everyone just wanted to steal him because he's so good at his job, so I feel like now we all have to share him with each other.
He's so nice. He's a good dog walker. He's a good dog sitter. He's like anything that needs to be done, he can do it, and he's very reliable.
That's the best thing about him because he adapts. Like, I could be like, oh, Ari, I really want to make like an instructable, I don't know. I really want to make a dildo that's never going to be able to be broken. And he'd somehow find this weird material and be like, here is the ultimate dildo.
He'll be like,
I found for you.
Because he's French, he'd be like, okay, if I need the right dildo for selling for pussy, and I think it's very good.
Or yes. I could like ask him like a math problem or something.
Yeah, he's really smart. He's in school for what?
Or I can just make him roll blunts. It's great at that. I'm like, carry me, Ari. Roll me blunts. That's
Ari,
what I like.
Ari's the greatest.
I used to have an assistant I liked to make do that too. It's kind of fun.
You had a gay assistant that you used to make shave your pussy.
I know.
That used to crack me up.
I loved that too. But the best is when I'd call him at 2 in the morning. You're like, hey. So I need you to make me look. Or no. I'd be like, hey, drunk as fuck. And he'd be like, what do you want now? I'd be like, you got to come over here and shave my cunt. He's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you got to come shave my cunt right now. And he's like, no, it's 3 a.m. Get your own lazy ass up and shave your own fucking hairy cunt. And I'm like, no. And then we'd argue and I'd be like, please, Miguel, I just need to look cool to my friends. And I'm whispering it. And he's like, all right, you fucking slut. Be over in 5 minutes.
But you know what's a funny
thing? That's
why
he was so awesome, because I could be real with him.
The amazing thing is 95% of the male population of this world would love to shave your cunt, right? They would fucking, they wouldn't care if it's 3:30 in the morning. They wouldn't care if it's in the middle of the afternoon. They wouldn't care if they had zero sleep. They would be there to shave your cunt. But you find the one 5%er guy who wants nothing to do with your cunt, and you make him shave your cunt.
I pay him to shave my cunt. Oh, but he was really great at
and
it.
And people wonder why you're called Brat Nasty.
Just join my OnlyFans. You can see a few of those reasons right there.
Yep.
Well, guys, I'm going to do the outro for this show because I've got someone waiting.
Oh, you're calling the outro.
Yeah, I'm calling the outro.
Don't forget to follow her at Adriana Chechik.
Do one better. Buy my holes.
Buy her holes. www.fleshlight.com/Adriana-Chechik.
Or see my holes get fucked.
Or see her holes get fucked
at Chechik.com.
Chechik.com.
AdrianaChechik.com.
AdrianaChechik.com. Once, are you going to do the outro?
Or you can buy the things I got fucked in at ChechikArmy.com.
Oh, yeah. Go to her store, ChechikArmy.com. That's not up at the moment.
Or you can see me wear the things I got fucked at BratNasty69 on Instagram. Or you can see me dance around in those things on Snapchat. I'm BratNasty69. Or tweet about those things on Adriana Chechik Twitter.
You've lost me. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
It's my death.
A good fight.
All right, guys. All right. Thanks so much.
Do you know
me.
How we outro this?
I'm going to walk back into my living room.
Do you know how we outro this?
It was great talking porn.
No.
That's how you say we don't porn.
Say, we don't say great. And we have to say it together.
Okay, it was good talking porn?
That's what we're going to do.
Okay, ready?
All right. And Sal normally says, day after day, week after week, year after year, Adriana, it's... What the fuck? That totally wasn't set up.
Okay, come on. All right. Day after day.
Week after week. Month after month. Adriana, it's
good talking porn.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. All those molecules are focused on him.